World Liberty Financial took $100 from a money laundering suspect. World Liberty Financial, the decentralized finance venture tied to the Trump family, received about $100 million from Gurin Bobby Zoe, a businessman under investigation for money laundering, according to a New York Times report relayed by Cointelegraph on August 10, 2026. The claim lands on a project that has already drawn heavy political scrutiny for its funding, its token, and its stablecoin ambitions. The report does not allege that World Liberty Financial itself broke any law. The concern is narrower and, for the crypto industry, more familiar. A marquee platform accepted a large sum from someone facing a criminal inquiry into the exact activity that anti-money laundering rules are built to stop. The money and the man behind it, Zoe put roughly $100 million into World Liberty Financial, per the Times account. That figure alone makes him one of the more significant individual backers of a project whose backing has been picked apart repeatedly by lawmakers and journalists. Being under investigation is not the same as being charged or convicted, and Zoe has not been shown to have done anything illegal with the funds sent to World Liberty Financial. But the timing matters. A platform that markets itself as a serious financial venture took a nine-figure check from a person whose finances are the subject of a money laundering probe. For a crypto project, the reputational exposure is immediate. Regulators and banking partners tend to ask a simple question after headlines like this one. Who screened the money coming in? And against what standard? Weak intake screening is the recurring crypto flaw every serious payments or custody business runs, know your customer and anti-money laundering checks on the capital and users it takes on. Those checks are the price of touching the banking system. When a high-profile crypto venture is reported to have accepted large sums from a person under a laundering investigation, it raises a direct question about whether the intake process caught anything at all. This is not a fringe concern for people who use crypto cards or spend stablecoins. The same know your customer and verification standards that determine how you onboard to a card also decide whether the issuer behind it can keep bank rails, keep its licenses, and keep processing your transactions. A provider that fails its own compliance obligations can be frozen, fined, or cut off by partners with little warning, and users are the ones left holding a card that suddenly stops working. World Liberty Financial also runs a dollar peg stablecoin, USD1. Which puts it squarely in the part of the market where reserve integrity and clean funding are under the sharpest regulatory lens. Stablecoin issuers live and die by the trust that their backing and their counterparties are legitimate. A funding controversy is exactly the kind of story that draws questions about everything else on the balance sheet. Readers weighing dollar-pegged spending options have a reason to watch how issuers handle scrutiny like this. Political heat compounds the legal risk. World Liberty Financial is not an ordinary DeFi startup. Its ties to a sitting president have made every disclosure about its money a political event. Senators have already pushed the SEC to investigate a separate Trump-linked meme coin after a sharp collapse. And the broader fight over U.S. crypto legislation has repeatedly stalled in Congress over exactly these conflict of interest and oversight questions. A reported $100 million from a money laundering suspect gives critics a concrete, citable example to point at during that fight. It hands ammunition to lawmakers who argue that high-profile crypto ventures cannot be trusted to police their own funding, and it complicates the case for looser rules at a moment when the industry is lobbying hard for regulatory clarity in the United States. The signals to track next. The immediate signals to track are simple. First, any statement from World Liberty Financial on how it screened Zoe's contribution and whether it plans to return or freeze the funds. Second, any move by U.S. regulators or congressional committees to fold this into an existing inquiry. Third, whether banking or exchange partners quietly distance themselves, which is often the first tangible consequence of a funding scandal in crypto. For now, the facts are what the New York Times reported. Roughly $100 million, one backer under a money laundering investigation, and one of the most politically exposed projects in crypto sitting at the center of it. Nothing here proves wrongdoing by the platform. It does show, again, how thin the line is between raising capital fast and raising it clean.